Hit Country, 100.5 KI, latest from Maren Morris. I could use a love song. 8:35 in KI Country. It's the Morning Fix with the Fox and Nick.
Yes, it is. And we put a notice up on our Facebook page this morning. We put a sign up, pray for Las Vegas. And we got a response from Anna from Mexico, Indiana, saying that she is there. She is in Vegas. And we asked her to give us a call. And she understandably is a bit upset this morning. And so she decided that her boyfriend, Travis Reed, would give us a call and check in with us. Good morning, Travis.
Hey, Travis.
Good morning.
Travis, first off, I hope you and everybody that was there with you is okay.
We are. There sound like four shots or like what everybody thought was firecrackers, and nobody reacted. And then, you know, me and my girlfriend are fine. But after that, it was just whenever all the large bursts of shots started happening and all the chaos unraveled.
You were there for the show, and you were relatively close to the stage, right?
Yes, we were within about 20 feet from Aldine at like an off angle, and about 15 feet behind us was where like the first group of people were possibly shot, because that's when, you know, the crowd ducked, and from inside the venue, we all would have sworn somebody was in there shooting at us from just like the thought of somebody being across the street at Mandalay Bay just wasn't in anybody's mind.
Mm-hmm. Now, and Travis, was this an outdoor venue? You were at an outdoor location, right?
Yes, it is a huge acre parking lot that is, you know, wide open. Aldine said 40,000 people were there. The news has said 30,000 people were there, and it was a sold out event, so it was packed.
And it's relatively close to the Mandalay Bay location.
Yeah, I mean, it's still probably a good half mile or a quarter mile across the street.
Wow.
I mean, it's just the caliber of rifle that he was using or assault rifle he was using just was able to shoot across, because the night before we were on top of Mandalay Bay at what's called the Foundation Room, and we watched Sam Hunt from up there because we didn't want to deal with the large crowd and stuff. And it was just hard to grasp that as far as away he was, you know, see who's able to do so much to everybody in the crowd.
Were you able to get out okay, or how chaotic was it trying to get out?
At first, it was just like, you know, we didn't know what was happening. Like, Aldine played for a while after, like, a couple, maybe the four shots, and then there was more. And then, like, the video board on the right side of the stage, which would be in between us and Mandalay Bay, kind of messed up. And we now know it's probably where bullets were going through it.
Mm-hmm.
We all ducked for cover, and then inside the venue, yes, we would have sworn somebody was in there, so we're just all crouched down on top of each other. So I jumped on top of my girlfriend, and then it was just like there was a pause and then more shots, and then finally I was like, we got to get out of here. So we took off running, and we ended up sneaking in between two of the VIP lounges, which is like 3-4 story elevated thing for the VIPs, and we ended up hiding underneath it. And as we ran, more shots started happening. Like, we could hear the shots, and then the ricochets were all around us.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were underneath that shelter, like, I thought we were safe, and then bullets started ricocheting off the aluminum stuff around us. And we were hiding behind dually tires, you know. We were out of view from a possible shooter inside the venue. And then it's just, like, my biggest fear was there was probably five exits, and then you have that large crowd trying to exit.
Right.
It's like, I didn't want to be, I didn't want to be shot by somebody waiting on the other side. So we waited and waited. And as we were on the backside of like these shelters or whatever, that's where we started seeing more of the people that had been shot and made their way over there, had been drugged.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, it was hard to grasp then, because like we've seen people with blood all over them, and it's just like hard to grasp. Then finally we did get out of the contained area, and we just my girlfriend hid behind a car, I took off, tried to run farther, and then finally we just ran alongside an SUV for shelter, and then we just took off into this parking lot. And then I've been to Vegas 19 times, and I had no idea where we were to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And once we got the MGM Grand, we felt more safe, but then there was people saying there was a shooting. So, like, people coming into places may cause more chaos because, you know, people inside don't know where the shooting was. So MGM Grand and I believe Tropicana were all chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Because people coming in saying they're shooting just caused more stuff inside the casinos.
Right.
It's about 6 a.m., coming up on 6 a.m. in Las Vegas this morning there. What's the feeling like in Las Vegas this morning? Have you been out at all?
No. It took us probably over an hour to get from the venue to our hotel. And once that happened, we stayed in our room. Just we can see like the area that all the stuff is going on. And just looking out the window, you can just see the police are still on I-15 or had been on I-15. It just, that area of the town is just all chaos. They're still, police are still all over the place.
That's crazy.
They're doing some patrols in between the new T-Mobile Arena. I don't know if they were looking for suspects or wounded people, because we made it about a mile across town in about an hour. It was just like people were coming down the strip that have no idea what's going on. I'm saying there's a shooting. Some people act and like, yeah, okay, we know. And then some people, took our warning and went back the other way.
Mm-hmm. Travis Reed from Mexico, Indiana, he and his girlfriend Anna were at the Jason Aldean concert. Country Fest activities going on all weekend out in Las Vegas, right, Travis?
Correct. It's over, and we fly out tonight at, like, I guess at Indiana time, it'd be 9:25. I've tried to get different flights, but McCarran was shut down for at least 4 hours.
Due to this situation?
Everything. Yes, because the news, once we got back to our room, the airports got shut down because people were jumping over fences just to get out of harm's way and actually were running across the airport.
Wow.
So they shut flights down because the south side of the venue isn't really, there isn't any buildings around close. There's just security fences which get onto the airport property. And they, at the time, people were doing anything and everything. I tried to knock over a fence, but it was just not going to happen. Try to get people, a better path to go instead of down the street.
Well, Travis, we're glad you're safe, and safe travels coming back this evening. And thank you so much for talking to us. We'll talk to you a little bit later on mail call as well. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Travis. Hit Country 100.5 KI. That's Travis Reed, his girlfriend, and he from Mexico, Indiana, were again at the Jason Aldean concert last night in Las Vegas. And we'll talk with him more, as Nick mentioned, during mail call today. 8:43 now in KI Country.